Meet Annie Graybill, founder of Havenwith, a vacation rental platform. Think Airbnb for wellness-forward homes, designed to make low-toxin stays simple and accessible. Havenwith's platform connects wellness-conscious travelers with hosts who prioritize safer, more natural environments. Every vetted property is free of synthetic fragrance, cleaned with approved products, and laundered in certified detergents. What does this have to do with mitochondria? Everything. Our cells are constantly processing what we breathe, what we sleep on, and what touches our bodies. When that burden runs high, synthetic fragrance, off-gassing materials, mold, chemical residue, our mitochondria feel it. There's less cellular energy left for the things we actually want our bodies doing: healing, repairing, regulating hormones, fighting inflammation. In this conversation, Annie shares how her own health journey led her to found Havenwith, why home environment is directly tied to energy and MI. Tell us a bit about your background and what led you to start Havenwith. Living in a ski town, I naturally started my career in the outdoor industry. It was a fun career, but I kept feeling like I wasn't making the kind of impact I wanted to make, like I was circling something bigger without landing on it. When I went looking for a new mattress for our home, I came across Avocado Green Mattress, and it cracked something open in me. I was already on a personal mission to remove toxins from our home, and I remember thinking, this is the work. 6 months later, I joined the team at Avocado. Over 6 years there, I didn't just learn what's hiding in our homes. I learned that a healthier way of living isn't a compromise. It's actually better, in every sense, once you know how to build it. Around that same time, I was going through IVF, which made me even more aware of everything my body and my home were absorbing. It's one thing to research what's in your mattress or your cleaning supplies. It's another to realize how much of that awareness disappears the moment you leave your own house. As a family that loves to travel, I kept running into the same problem: a beautiful vacation rental that gave us a headache from synthetic fragrance, or a hotel room we couldn't relax in because of what was cleaned with. Finding a place to stay that didn't undo everything we'd worked to build at home wasn't easy. So I set out to make it easy. Havenwith connects hosts and guests who all want the same thing: less toxic, wellness-forward places to stay. What does energy mean to you, personally, and in how you think about wellness? Energy is such an important part of wellness. If our energy is off, or we're surrounded by negativity, it can impact our health and wellness. To me, energy isn't abstract, it's physical. It's how I feel walking into a room that's been cleaned with harsh chemicals versus one that hasn't. It's the difference between waking up groggy after a night surrounded by synthetic fragrance and off-gassing materials, and waking up actually rested. Our bodies are picking up on all of it, whether we're consciously aware of it or not. Personally, I've always been someone who can feel the difference almost immediately when I walk into a space. A home with good energy isn't just about how it looks or how it's decorated. It's about what's actually in it: natural materials, clean air, thoughtful choices made by someone who cared. You can feel when a space was built with intention versus built to just look good in photos. And that's really the heart of how I think about wellness at Havenwith. Energy isn't separate from health, it's an early signal of it. When a space supports your energy instead of draining it, everything else gets easier. You sleep better, you're more present with your family, you actually get the rest you traveled for in the first place. That's the feeling I want every Havenwith guest to walk into. Why does home environment matter so much when it comes to your health? Home environment matters because it's the one place we can't opt out of. You can choose what you eat, how you exercise, whether you meditate, but you can't choose not to breathe the air in your own bedroom for 8 hours a night. And most people have no idea what's actually in that air. Conventional furniture, mattresses, cleaning products, air fresheners, they're quietly off-gassing chemicals we never see, never smell distinctly, and rarely question, because they're just normal. It's not one dramatic exposure. It's the slow, constant accumulation of a thousand small ones in the place where we're supposed to be safest. Your home should be the place that restores what the rest of the world takes out of you, not another source of depletion. That's not a luxury. That's the baseline. What have you learned about the connection between environment and things like mitochondrial health? This is something I've come to care about deeply, and one of the biggest reasons I started Haven with. After seeing how many people are managing chronic illness, autoimmune conditions, or just a general sense of, I don't feel as good as I should, even though nothing is technically wrong. What I've learned from my own personal health journey is that our bodies are constantly working to process everything we're exposed to. Every synthetic fragrance, every off-gassing material, every just a little chemical residue adds to what's often called our total toxic burden. And that burden doesn't sit passively. It takes energy to process. That's where mitochondria come in. They're essentially our cellular power plants, converting what we breathe and absorb into the energy our body runs on. Certain environmental exposures, or too much exposure, things like VOCs, synthetic materials, or endocrine-disrupting fragrances, may add oxidative stress at the cellular level, which is essentially wear and tear on the very thing producing our energy. I'm not a doctor, and I want to be careful not to overstate here, but the pattern I keep coming back to is this. When our cells are under that kind of chronic, low-grade stress, there's less capacity left for the things we actually want our bodies doing, like healing, repairing, regulating hormones, fighting inflammation. And for people already managing a chronic condition or autoimmune issue, that margin matters even more. Every input the body doesn't have to fight is energy it can put toward healing instead. That's really the philosophy behind Haven With. We can't control every input in our lives, but we can control the input of the space we are staying in. If even one part of our environment, our vacation home, your hotel room, isn't adding to that burden, that's one less thing our bodies have to fight through in order to heal. What makes a Haven With property different from a typical rental? I personally vet each Haven With property. I get to know each host and find out their why. Many are dealing with, or have dealt with, their own health issues, so creating their space in a certain way is essential to the livelihood of their family. That's not something you can fake, and it's not something a typical rental platform asks about at all. A typical rental is vetted for photos, amenities, and star ratings. A Haven With property is vetted for what you can't see in a listing photo, what it's cleaned with, what the mattress is made of, whether fragrance-free actually means fragrance-free, or just unscented. Every host has to meet our baseline standards, but honestly, most of them exceed it, because they didn't get into this to check a box. They got into it because they already live this way, and they wanted their home to reflect that for the people staying in it too. That's the real difference. You're not just booking a house, you're booking a home that aligns with your values and your standard of living from someone who genuinely gets it. It's like staying at a friend's house. I'm convinced most people in this community would be the best of friends in real life if they ever got the chance to meet. Given the many roles you've had in this space, what does it mean to you that an organization like Countdown isn't just funding mitochondrial research, but working to build a global movement of awareness around it? What Countdown is doing, treating mitochondrial health as something worth talking about at the dinner table, not just in a lab, is exactly the kind of shift I think we need more of across wellness generally. We've spent so long treating energy as this vague, abstract thing, when really it's cellular, physical, measurable. And environment plays a much bigger role in that than most people realize. The air we breathe, what our homes are built from, what we're exposed to every single day, all of it is either supporting our cells' ability to function or quietly working against it. That's not separate from mitochondrial health. It's upstream of it. That's why I find what Countdown is building so meaningful. They're not just asking, how do we treat dysfunction once it happens? They're asking, how do we help people understand what's causing it in the first place and give them the awareness to do something about it before they're sick? That's the same question I've been asking with Haven With, just applied to travel and home instead of medicine. Different lane, same belief. Awareness is what actually changes outcomes, not just access to better options. I think that's why this resonates with me so much. It's proof that the movement I'm trying to build in my corner of the world is part of something much bigger happening everywhere else, too. Any advice or thoughts for people looking for last-minute getaways this summer? My biggest piece of advice is last minute doesn't have to mean lower standards. When you're booking in a rush, it can be easy to grab whatever's available and figure you'll deal with it once you're there. But you're already going to be a little frazzled from the scramble of planning last minute. The last thing you need is a rental that gives you a headache from air fresheners the second you walk in. A trip doesn't have to be less restorative just because it wasn't planned 6 months out. That's honestly part of why we built Havenwith, so that even on a spontaneous trip, you can trust the space without having to do all that vetting yourself. We've actually got a lot of availability across our properties heading into late summer and fall right now. So if you're the type who plans a getaway a week out, that's a pretty good window to just go look. And if you're looking for a specific location where we don't have properties, please don't hesitate to reach out. In summary, what to look for or ask about? At home or away? 1. Synthetic fragrance. Air fresheners, scented candles, and fresh linen sprays are one of the biggest hidden sources of chemical exposure. If you spot candles, plug-ins, or air fresheners on arrival, take a quick photo, helpful if the host asks, then gather them up and set them somewhere outside your living space. A closet, garage, or outdoors works well. Just put them back before you check out. 2. What fragrance-free actually means? Annie points out that a lot of products labeled fragrance-free or unscented still aren't. It's worth asking hosts directly what's used rather than trusting the label. 3. What the mattress and furniture are made of. Conventional mattresses and furniture can off-gas VOCs for years. Natural materials, like the kind Annie discovered through Avocado, are a meaningful upgrade. 4. What cleaning products are used? Ask hosts or check your own cabinet. What's used to clean surfaces and floors? Harsh chemical cleaners contribute directly to indoor air quality. 5. What detergent the linens are washed in? Sheets and towels sit directly against skin for hours, and conventional detergents are a quiet, constant exposure most people never think about. If it matters to you, consider packing a travel-size fragrance-free detergent and washing your own sheets and towels once you arrive. Air quality generally, mold, poor ventilation, and synthetic materials all add to what Annie calls your total toxic burden. When you arrive, open windows and doors to bring in fresh air, and if you have one, a travel-size air purifier can make a real difference for the length of your stay. For more information or to book properties, visit havenwith.com. Follow the Havenwith journey on Instagram @havenwithstay. Connect on Substack @havenwith.com.